Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Morning, 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 Voice of Hope family. This is Minister Kim. Yes, I'm back again. I'm looking for our co-host. Amen. We're going to find her. Where is she, LaTanya? Where are you? Quarterback, you know, is it football season? I think so. We didn't lost it to the football season, but guess what? We definitely want to send her some love, let her know that we miss her, we love her, and we appreciate all that she do here on Voice of Radio. I'm excited that you are here to receive the information that we have for you. You know we are a radio about hope, faith, and love for the whole family. Yep. So all the children can tune in. Amen. This is a helpful conversation that we have here each week. I'm excited. I'm always excited to be able to come before you to grace you with some hope, with some faith and love by inviting these wonderful, awesome, God-given people to our show to empower you, amen, to give you a wealth of information to help you proceed in your life, because your life is important, amen. Everything that you are doing is important, and we want you to know that we value you here on Voice of Hope Radio. So I hope you're ready for this awesome show today, because I am definitely ready for our show today. So let's get into it, all righty? I'm ready. Audacity, the willingness to take bold risks. Hope family, are you willing to take the necessary risk to step into your vision? You have to start owning. Got that? You have to own your vision in order to cultivate it to its maturity. You can't wait until it's mature to start nurturing it. You have to do it in the beginning stages. It's just like an expectant mother, because I really want you to get a visual this morning. Expectant mother, once she knows that she is expecting a baby, that there's growth going inside her, she don't wait until the day of the delivery. She begins to nourish, begins to cultivate what's inside of her. She has to take a vitamin. She has to follow up on prenatal care. She got to make sure that she eats healthy. She got to make sure that her environment is healthy, that she doesn't have stress. You know, all that stuff comes with it. But when it comes to maturity, when that baby is born and she holds her baby, it's a blessing. It's a miracle. And it's a wonderful thing. And we want you to have that each and every day. Look at your life as a miracle. Look at the opportunities that God gives you. Take your vision and do something with it. So I'm excited for our guests being here today to help you take the necessary steps that you need to avoid a premature birth. I don't know about you, but I know I'm pregnated with something, and I need to feed it what it needs. And with that comes with having people in your life to pour into you, to give you the necessary steps, tools, strategies that you need to keep feeding it what it needs so it can grow to maturity. Because what you got inside of you, what you're pregnant with, is just not for you. It's for those who are around you, those who are about to come into your life. So without further ado, I'm excited for Shaquan Hope to be with us this morning. She is the founder and the CEO of Beyond the Job. And I love this. It's called the Beyond a Job, all right? Career and Job Readiness Services. It's an opportunity for her to inspire you, amen? Because sometimes we become unemployed. Sometimes we want to change our careers, and we don't know what necessary steps that we need to take. You can't take your old resume in when you have it updated. You know, you can't look one way for one career and think that that matches a different career. So you need someone to help you, a coach, a mentor, someone that is going to inspire you amen, to get back up and get back in the field, amen, to go get, you know, application. I don't even think they do applications anymore. Everything is online most of the time, but we're going to talk about a lot of stuff this morning, especially our upcoming event that's going to be taking place in November, the week of the 22nd, I believe. But she's going to give you more information when we come back. So I hope you're ready for this awesome woman that's about to share some information with us today. She's also an author. She has this awesome book that I need you to get a copy of. All right, The Audacity to Rise, 7 Steps Create and Step into Your Vision. Let's take some necessary steps together. We win. We'll be back on Voice of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim. We'll be back. Welcome back, family. Okay, we're going to have our guests come in right about now because I see I'm getting the light. That means that our guest is here. So welcome, welcome. Shaquan, how are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. This is Shaquan. I'm so honored to be with you today.
We are honored to have you today. Day, especially because you sound perky, that you up. You are you a morning person?
Yes, I actually like to get up early.
Good.
Yeah,
me too.
Yes.
For all those who like to sleep late, you're missing a lot. There's a lot of things that happen good early in the morning. You could go back and take a nap later on in the day, something I really get to do, but I'm learning how to stop and take a nap. Those power naps are wonderful, but I'm an early bird. I'm like a 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning girl, y'all. And I get some stuff done without a lot of distractions. So welcome again to Voice of Hope Radio. So I did read a little bit about who you are, but I would like for you to share with us a little bit about who you are and why you do what you do, because as I was reading your bio earlier, I recognized that you have this awesome foundation, and it talks about Beyond a Job and helping people, you know, get career orientated and get job readiness. And, you know, I work in the field of addiction medicine, so I also work with clients who are unemployed. They just coming out of jail, so there's adjustment, there's transition, there's a lot. You know, they don't even know how to write a resume, so we have our resume writing team that helps them. So I am so grateful that you're here to help not only the audience, but me as well. So tell us about you and how you landed in this field.
Sure, absolutely. I landed in the field basically out of my own personal journey. And I know earlier you mentioned a little bit about my book, and my book really stemmed from my life and things that I've experienced and how I overcame it. So I went into the field of social services because through my own life experiences and people around me and my community, I felt that I needed to jump in and help. A lot of people sit and complain about the government and things that are not happening, but there's things that we can do as an individual to help our community, and I wanted to be a part of that. So I went into social services, and I found myself going into the career services department, and job readiness was really a big issue in my community, and it really still is, even though it's been about over 10 years since I've been in the field. I do not only job readiness, but I definitely work on the person and their professional image. How are you coming across when you're speaking on an interview, or not even an interview? What if there is a major business opportunity and you want to take advantage of that? Or maybe you're trying to buy a piece of property. There's so many different opportunities, and I know you're hearing me say opportunity as opposed to job interview, because I feel that a lot of things that come our way, it is an opportunity. And so I'm changing from saying I'm a job readiness career coach to say that I'm more of an image specialist. And that way I'm preparing you not only aesthetically, but also your communication, your body language. How are you presenting yourself to be ready for the opportunity before it comes?
Awesome. It's all about positioning yourself. So that is key. I like that. I like that you like, let me trans over. Let me say something that's different, because I think sometimes too when we approach this matter individually, some people, we don't know their background sometimes. We don't know the barriers that, you know, that they have dealt with. So when, you know, you approach them with the information, they're like, what do you mean about Korea? I know what I'm doing. And, you know, we can get defensive. I know in my community, people get defensive, right? Because they feel like, you know, they're grown, you know, especially if they're older than you, you don't have the experience, you don't know. But I believe that sometimes when we change our language and we change how we approach individuals, they are more open, meaning that they're receptive. So when you hear that word opportunity, you know, you get an eye opener. I want to know, how can I get an opportunity? What opportunities you got? And you get a, you can, it's like a hook. You know, I like that. It's like you hook them in, and they don't even realize that the information that you already have, whether you said career, job readiness, program, training, coach, that you were going to provide the necessary services after assessing their needs that will benefit for them. Now, you talk about today, meaning that I know you've been in this field, social services, 10 or more years, and you noticed the change. So here we are, 2017. I've been in the field over 20-something years myself. What changes have you noticed that are more beneficial to your clientele?
Well, I think one of the key major changes that has happened over the course of time since I've been in this field is that a lot of our jobs you can't apply the same way you used to be able to apply, or a lot of times the information won't be that easily accessible. A lot of times it is online, or you have to know somebody to get your foot in the door. And I say that people don't realize it's not so much heavily dependent on your resume, although that is a part of it. But a lot of it is your presence. And what I mean by that is your social media presence plays a major role in whether or not you will get the opportunity. And they will check for whatever the opportunity is. They will check to see, does your resume and your online resume, which is your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, your LinkedIn accounts, these employers or people in business, even if you're an entrepreneur and trying to land a contract, and this is why I use the word opportunity as opposed to job interview, because not everyone is seeking for a job. So with that being said, your image, your social media presence does play a major role in whether or not you will get the opportunity. And these are some things I talk about in addition to the regular core components with my company, Beyond the Job Incorporated. And it's for individuals who want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want
to. No. Go ahead. No, I'm like, awesome. That's wonderful. Good information you're giving us this morning.
Yes. So, you know, if anyone definitely wants to check me out, you can definitely check out Beyond a Job Incorporated at www.beyondajob.net. I am actually going through some rebranding myself, but the information is basically going to be the same. My it just will be some minor changes done. But that my whole career journey, it inspired me to write. And the book is called The Audacity to Rise. And it's because a lot of things that I went through in my life's journey, I had a choice to either become the statistic that was set for me, being a young single mother, or I had a choice to rise above my circumstances and challenge what my thought processes were and see what I needed to do in order to get where I needed to go. My book basically is a short, it's a short synopsis of things that I went through in my life. And I don't only give you the story, but I also give you 7 tools that you can, that the reader can use to step into their vision, no matter where they are in their lives. And it's funny, the acronym that I use is PRAYER. And for each letter in PRAYER, it's an actionable step that the reader can take and use for themselves.
Awesome. That is truly amazing. Shaquan, when we come back, we want you to share more about your book, okay? We're definitely interested in knowing more about your book and your upcoming event. The book is called The Audacity to, I love that, The Audacity to Rise, 7 Steps to Create and Step into Your Vision. More when we come back on Voices of Hope Radio.
Join Circle of Champions Celebrating Survivors Group for the 2017 Champion Gala, happening Sunday, November 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Milk River, 960 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. It will be an inspirational afternoon where we are honoring champions who are not only survivors, but they also raise awareness for their causes too. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for children. We'll have entertainment and so much more. For more information and to purchase tickets, call 917-328-5224 or search on Eventbrite for the 2017 Champions Gala. We look forward to seeing you there as we celebrate our survivors and our champions. Don't forget, get your tickets today.
Unemployment in the Bronx fell to 5.7% as of March 2017, according to the newly released statistics from New York State Department of Labor. With this being said, we understand that people are looking for opportunities, amen, to not just land a job, but they're looking for opportunities to start a career. So that's important that we're getting more people to want to go out and get into the workforce. And I say that, Shaquan, because it's very important to network. It's very important to socialize. Because when you're amongst people, you just don't know what can happen.
This is so, so true, and I can definitely attest to that. When I started doing a lot of networking events and connecting with business owners and entrepreneurs, I found that I was able to not only help other people that were looking for opportunities, but it also helped leverage me as an individual. And it's funny, at that time, I never knew how the art of communication and networking would help me once I wrote the book. I just recently wrote the book actually this year. And so much has happened in just a short space of time, I would say in literally a few months. And I'm really, really excited about the direction my life is taking, because I didn't just write the book to get glorification. I wrote it because God told me to write it, and he told me that my story needs to be told. Somebody needs to know that, you know, if you're struggling and you have children and you're a single mom and you don't know how you're going to get your next meal, or you don't know how you're going to get the roof over your head. And I say those two things specifically because I was a homeless mom. I know what it's like to go through the shelter system. I know what it's like to not go to sleep because I'm afraid to close my eyes because I have to look after my children. You know, I know what it's like to not know when I'm going to finally get my own place because of the situation that I was in. Mm-hmm. I went through a lot of, I had a dysfunctional upbringing, and my parents, unfortunately, were not together most of the time. And I made a lot of bad choices. But the story is not really focusing on the negative. The focus is to say you can rise. You can rise above your adversity, that you can make it despite whatever your situation is right now, that your right now is not your forever, and that you can come out of it. Mm-hmm. And so I was directed to write the book, and mainly as a self-help book for motivation. And I was looking to be a speaker and to touch on different topics specifically that impact especially the women in my community, because although I've told my story and I've heard others like me tell their story, but each one of us has something to bring to the table.
Exactly. And I thank you so much for just sharing your story to empower someone else that might be in the same situation that you once were in, a single parent in the shelter. And now we have so many services for those that are in the shelter. So please, if you're dealing with homelessness and you're in a shelter, connect with your case managers. There are vouchers. They got Link. They got Housing 2010E. They have the SETS voucher. There's so many vouchers and so many benefits that you can get. You can be living on Park Avenue, 59th Street, Columbus Circle. You could be living wherever in awesome, beautiful, upcoming renovated buildings with your family. So don't despise new beginnings. This is an opportunity. Here we go. I am running out. Yeah, this is an opportunity for your life to change, not only for you, but for your family. So I commend you. So let's talk about the book. You told us a little bit about the book, what made you, inspire you to write the book. But what was the most difficult aspect of writing this book, as you've been sharing that it's your story? So you've been telling us about your life. So I'm pretty sure just to make that decision that I got to take my family and put them in a shelter, like not even, I'm just imagining, like, what's the expectation of someone having to pack up and have to go into the shelter? Because we don't know what's behind those doors once we check into a shelter, right? So
right.
What was the most difficult aspect of you writing the book and sharing the story?
For me, I think the difficult aspect was just putting the pen to the paper. Most of it was because I was judging my own self. Mm. I began to question to say, you know, well, what will people think about me? You know, what will people say about me when they learn of these things that I went through? And because of that, it was hard for me to focus. My thoughts were all over the place. I didn't have any order to what I was writing when I began to write. but at some point, you know, I had to get over that. I had to rise above that because God told me to write the book, and I could not sleep. I'm telling you, it was on me so heavy that God would not allow me to sleep, and I had to pray on it. I had to pray and say, God, tell me, you know, am I doing the right thing for the right reasons? Is this what you want me to do? And if so, what is the message that I can get across so that your people can hear you in this message? And as I prayed on it, and that's when I went to sleep, and in my dream, I got the acronym PRAYERS. And he broke it down for me to what each letter stood for. And it was then that I realized, okay, this is what he wants me to do, and this is how he wants me to do it, and I'm going to go ahead and write it. So really quickly, I'm going to just tell you what each letter stands for. The P stands for pray. R stands for receive. The A stands for acceptance. The Y stands for yell. And you definitely want to look at that because, you know, sometimes we do have those moments where we just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Scream it out. Yelling. Yes, yelling it was definitely a part of the healing process. E is for education. R is for review and revise, and S is for strategize. So that was the acronym for prayers that was given to me for me to write. And those were the 7 actionable steps that I took that helped me to rise above my circumstance. The most difficult aspect of writing the book was to just really, you know, get out of my own mind and stop judging myself and just put the pen to the paper.
Thank you so much. I love it. Prayer, receive, acceptance, yelling, education, review and revise, and strategies. Prayer. And if anybody knows me, y'all know me, right? Well, I talk about prayer, right? We have a prayer call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning. We have Bible study and prayer on Monday nights with the women at 8:30. If you don't know, if it's the first time listening, please check out our website at www.themorningglory.org. Prayer is the key, the fundamental tools to having a successful life. And let's just say this here, disclaimer, because Sean, I want people to understand, when we talk about prayer, receive, acceptance, yelling, education, review, revise, and strategies, we're not saying that everything was hunky-dory, because you just said, I had to go on the shelter.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we're not saying that even when you are looking for opportunities or preparing yourself for opportunities, right, because, you know, you talked about personalizing it and making sure that you prepared, there's a positioning yourself for what you're about to receive, right? It's not going to be easy.
It's sure not. I mean, that's why, right. That's why, you know, God told us, you know, praying is definitely something that is just a must. You just can't get around doing that. If you're a woman of faith, you just have to, because prayer does change things. But along with prayer, you have to have the faith and know that God is in control. The prayer was more for direction and clarity.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. You have to pray, but you also have to believe. You got to have faith. When we come back on Voice Hope Radio, we definitely, before you go this morning, we want to hear about this awesome event that's coming up in July. July, you hear me? I must be thinking about my birthday. Oh, let me plug y'all in. Don't forget about joining our birthday club. We're talking about July. I must want the summer to come back. I don't want the winter to come, y'all. Yes, I do. The holidays is my favorite time. Because guess what? Next month, we are giving back. We're going to shower you with blessings. You're going to hear all about what we're doing here on Voice Hope Radio. But before we plug in, guess what? LaShawn is here. She is going to plug in. She's going to share with you what's taking place as she is also giving back to the community. We'll be back on Voice of Hope with Minister Kim.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back, family. I hope you're really enjoying the show. Amen. We're talking to this amazing woman, Shaquan, and guess what? She's just not your ordinary, you know, job readiness coach, mentor. She's not just coming into work trying to just get a paycheck. She wants to personalize the relationship and help you, amen, for the opportunities that's coming, because opportunities are coming for you, all right? I'm telling you, prepare yourself. Every day you should wake up expecting something to happen in your life, something good, something wonderful, something that's going to change your life. I heard something that was so strategic from a minister one day, Quan, and they said, all you need is one person that can come in your life that can change it. So guess what? Might be the change agent for someone that's listening in this morning. So tell us about the upcoming event that's taking place in November.
Oh, sure. So the name of the event is called The Courage to Give. And again, through me praying and asking God, hey, what? Okay, so I wrote the book. Now, what is it that I need to do next? What is next for me to do, God? And He told me, well, I need you to give back to your community. And I was tasked with putting together 200 care packages to give out to homeless women and their families and women veterans. And I was like, oh my God. How am I going to do that? I've never done anything like this before. I've always been very active to do different things in my community and to volunteer, but I've never done something, you know, myself. So this is definitely a task for me that, and it's not a burden. This is something that, you know, I'm happy to do. And because I know what it's like to need, to be in need. I know what it's like to not have the essential things that you would need to take care of yourself. Things like soap, tissue, toothpaste, toothbrushes, combs, lotion, shampoo, socks, deodorant. And it's getting ready to get cold. You know, hat, scarves, and gloves is definitely going to be needed now, and along with the feminine care products. So this was, you know, a mission that I'm on to serve the Bronx community with these items. A care package is about $20. I'm asking that for donors to either donate the care package and the travel size so that it can go in a Ziploc bag, or they can donate $20 to paypal.me/Shaquan Hoke. So that way I can buy the items, prepare them, and get them ready for the week of November the 22nd. I partnered with the Davidson Community Center in the Bronx. That same day, they will be giving out food to the people in the community, and they will have people on staff that can assist the residents with the different needs that they have barriers in, such as homelessness. We are going to have someone there to help them with resources with housing and medical insurance and things like that. So this is an awesome collaboration. Again, the title of the event is called The Courage to Give. It's going to be held at the Davidson Community Center the week of the 22nd. The Davidson Community Center is located at 2038 Davidson Avenue in the Bronx, New York, 10453. So if you want to know more information, you can definitely call the community center at 718-731-6360.
Love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We definitely going to market this upcoming event. It's time to give back. I know around the holidays we're so busy, you know, preparing for our own family, but there's someone that's going to be in need. And thank God that Shaquan, you was able to connect with someone right here in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx so that you can be a blessing to our community. So we definitely want to come out as well and support you with some care packages. And this is exactly what we're doing here with Voices of Hope. The team and I are coming together, and we want you to support us as well, that we want to prepare 3 care packages to feed 3 families for the holiday. So we're going to get information each week. Yeah, we're feeding families. Amen. We want to make sure that we have the turkey, the stuffing, all the good, all the little trimmings and stuff. We want to make sure that we have a basket, a holiday basket for you. So keep that in mind. You will definitely see that on our website, which is, again, www.themorningglory.org. We appreciate you so much. How can we connect with you, Shaquan?
Sure. I'm available on Facebook under my name, Shaquan Hoke. I also have the Beyond a Job page that you can connect with me there on Facebook as well. And I'm also on Instagram under my name, Shaquan Hoke. And I'm also on Twitter under author Shaquan and the letter H.
Thank you so much. It truly has been a blessing, and we look forward to connect with you and make sure that you keep us abreast to the exact date so that we can come out and support you in November. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. God bless.
Ended up on a crossroad, try to figure out which way to go. It's like you're stuck on a treadmill running in the same place. You got your headlights on now, hoping that somebody would slow down. Praying for a miracle, we'll show your grace. Had a couple dollars and a quarter tank of gas with a long journey ahead. Seen a truck pull over, God sent an angel to help you out. He gave you direction, showed you how to read a map for that long journey ahead. Said it ain't never over, oh, even in the midst of doubt, life is worth living. Life is worth living, so live
now. Welcome back, family. I hope you've had a wonderful time with our guest today, Shaquan Hoke. I know that she definitely gave us some information. Don't forget, it's not about looking for a job. It's looking for that opportunity, and there are truly opportunities out there. Please, 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 family, let's support her. Why, you could go to Amazon and purchase her book, which is called The Audacity to Rise. She has 7 steps to create and step into your vision. Definitely on Amazon. Please get a copy today. And don't forget our upcoming event that's taking place in November. Amen. We want to be able to give back. Amen. We understand that there are many families, whether they're in a homeless or not, that struggle to feed their families. And while we are sitting at the table with our family, they are trying to gather it together. Let's help them. Amen. Let's relieve some of the stressors that families have trying to feed their families. Let's just partner up and be a blessing. Don't forget, we are feeding three families. We're going to do holiday baskets right here on Voice of Hope Radio. We're going to give you some important information, so make sure that you tune in to our show. When we come back, we have my bestie, my girl. You better get with our radio angel, I'm telling you. Legal Shields is the bomb right about now. You don't have no life insurance. You need life insurance. You don't have no lawyer. You need that. There's some opportunities that are coming up, and guess what? You need to be positioned for it. So coming up is Here's What's Happening right here on Voice Over Radio. We'll be back.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning, family. What's going on, Voices of Hope? This is Radio Angel, and you're in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community. What's going on in your community? What's going on in my community? What's going on in the community? Well, anyway, I've got to run through this fast because we got a lot of stuff going on. First and foremost, I want to shout out the Roses from Mount Vernon because they're celebrating their 10th pastoral church anniversary. Not only have they extended an invitation to us, the staff of Voices of Hope, but they've actually extended an invitation to you, family, to come out and celebrate with them. The church is located at 14 North Bond Street, right here in Mount Vernon. Yay! So go out there, support them, love on them. Guess what? You may see Miss Minister Kim and Sister Kim, a.k.a. Radio Angel, out there. So this will be a great opportunity for us to fellowship. So again, that will be October 20th. Church is located at 14 Bond Street in Mount Vernon, New York. All right, moving right along. November 4th. There's two things going on. One, 2017 Black Expo taking place at the Black National Theater located on 5th Avenue and 125th Street right here in Harlem from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you want some information in regards to the 2017 Black Expo, please call this number, 917-501-0614. Yes. Also on the same day, right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, we are phenomenal women are, We Are Phenomenal Women are hosting a domestic violence awareness event. Listen, they're going to have great speakers out there. They're going to have great resources and tools. I'm going to invite each and every one of you to come out to this event and bring a youth, because a lot of times our youth don't understand what domestic violence is. And they're in domestic violence relationships, whether it's with their best friend, whether it's with their parent, whether it's with someone in school as far as a teacher, or maybe even someone they like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So this is a great event to be able to network and get the resources that you need and the tools that you need. This is taking place once again November 4th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, located at Jimmy Grand Cafe. That's where it's going to be held at. Jimmy Grand Cafe, which is located at 1001 Castle Hill Road right in the Bronx. Here is the telephone number so that you can call the young lady up. Her name is Patricia. The telephone number is 917-981-8966. 917-981-8966. Her name is Patricia. Tickets are $35 in advance, so you do want to be able to get that savings because at the door it's going to be more. So make sure you make your way over there. Let them know that you've heard it right here on Voices of Hope. Woohoo! Now, November 11th is a big day. That's Black Wall Street taking place at the Miss, which is located at 16 West 116th Street between Lenox and Fifth. Lenox and Fifth, Black Wall Street. Yes, there are going to be over 300 communities, that community members that are going to be out there. They're going to be a minimum of 20 black business owners. So come on out there and support this. Oh, now listen, that takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, that's November 11th. But the good news is, also what's taking place on that same day is Unlock Your Dreams, hosted by the same person who is bringing you Black Wall Street, LaToya Parker, the phenomenal and awesome. So, listen, everything that we talk about in this community, in this section, is going to be on our website. However, if you need information about Unlock Your Dreams or anything about Black Wall Street, you can call 646-878-9519. 646-878-9519. And you can always go to unlockyourdreams.info. Unlockyourdreams.info. Now, in November, November 19th, which happens to be a Sunday, it's going to happen, the Champion Gala. That's a gala where people who have survived different things, domestic violence, cancer, car wrecks, different things that have held them back, that could have held them back, let's put it that way, that could have held them back, well, they're being celebrated that particular day. And we would love for you to come and be a part of that celebration. This is taking place on November 19th at Milk River. Milk River is the name of the venue, Milk River. And that's in Brooklyn. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for children. If you need any information, you can contact Michelle at 917-328-5224, 917-328-5224 for tickets. Let her know that you actually heard it right here on the Voices of Hope. Family, I know that you know this, but I'm just going to say it one more time. We have our Breakfast for Soul, which takes place on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Breakfast for Your Soul with Minister Kim. The caller number is 641-715-3630. 30 and the PIN number is 100-399-pound. Also, moms, aunties, godmommies, girl cousins, we have something called Praying Moms. Praying Moms, the prayer line as well as the Bible study, and that takes place every Monday from 8:30 p.m. to, well, it takes place at 8:30 p.m. because I've heard that they have been on there and they be rocking it. The Holy Spirit be coming in there, tearing it up. So sometimes they go past their 30 minutes. So the telephone number is 218-862-9377. And the passcode is 9874. Pound. Listen, family, listen. If you got something going on in your community, whether that community is Nigeria, California, or right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, send us an email at info@themorningglory.org. info@themorningglory.org. Listen, we have over 70,000 listeners. So it's bound to catch somebody's attention, and it's bound to bring you some blessings for you actually sending us the information. Everybody, family, you know I love you. I think that's my cue. I have nothing. I actually wrote everything down, and I think we've talked about everything. Once again, I want to shout out the Roses on their 10th annual, well, sorry, I keep saying annual, but their 10th anniversary for Pastoral and Church. So, Upon This Rock Ministry, we shout you out. We send you love. Peace.
you have it right here on Voice of Hope Radio. Here's what's happening. Make sure that you stay connected. If you are having any upcoming events and you feel that you need for us to promote it, then guess what? You made the right decision. Send us your information at info@themorningglory.org. Again, email us at info@themorningglory.org. We will definitely review and respond and let you know if we'll be promoting your event. God bless you. Don't forget to connect with our radio angel. You can also email her in reference to finding out more about Legal Shield and what she is doing. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Coming up is our pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, right here in the Leadership Corner, giving you inspiration, amen, to govern your life spiritually and personal. Don't leave. Do not change that channel. We'll be right back on Voice Hope Radio with Dr. Thomas S. Cooper.
Grace and peace and good morning, and welcome to this week's segment of the Leader Sanctuary. I am your host, Dr. Thomas Cooper, and it is my pleasure. I am so grateful for this format and this opportunity to be able to come into your homes this morning and share some great and rich principles that will help you become the leader that God is calling you to be in this last day. I always like to thank Minister Kim E. Underwood and Sister Kim Sutter and the entire Morning Glory International Radio Show for the opportunity to come into your homes and be able to share in this particular broadcast. Understand that as God is developing you and as God is molding you to become the leader, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that, and this segment is reserved especially for you. It's reserved to help you get to the place that God is calling you. So let's get started on this morning. If you've been listening to all of the other segments, you know that we've been in a particular vein. We've been dealing with what is leadership. We've been dealing with what is spiritual leadership and why it's important in this day and time. We've been talking about the characteristics of spiritual leadership. And in our last segment, many of you will remember, in our last segment, we were giving you some leadership principles and insight from the Apostle Paul. And we were basing it out of the scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. And we were dealing with some things that pointed to the development of the spiritual leader and the qualifications that that spiritual leader should have. And we dealt with social qualifications, we dealt with moral qualifications, and we dealt with mental qualifications. But in today's segment, we're going to focus on another three. We're going to focus on the fact of personality qualifications, domestic qualifications, and maturity, okay? The mature individual as a leader. Because what we must understand that the personality of the spiritual leader influences others. Never think that because God has you at a particular place that you're just doing it so that you can bring attention to yourself. It is never about you, okay? So understand that if God is changing you from the inside out, the spiritual leader, you are influencing others because what goes on inside of you should be reproduced in others. And as God deals with me on the inside, his influence that has penetrated my spirit, that has been empowered me by the Holy Ghost, of the same principles that I should be reproducing in others. As I reproduce in you through this broadcast, you reproduce in others. Because as the leader gives control of their life, as I give control of my life, as you give control of your life over to the Holy Spirit, it's the spirit power that flows through you and flows through others. Okay? So let's look at this. I know that we read it in our last segment, but I want to read it again in this segment as we deal with the personality qualifications, as we deal with the domestic qualifications, and as we deal with the maturity qualifications. Here's what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. He says, "A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, nor greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own home, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Verse 5, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. So, the first thing that we want to talk about on today, first thing that we want to deal with on today, as we mentioned at the top of this broadcast, is the personality, okay? The personality of the spiritual leader, okay? We want to talk about the personality of the spiritual leader, because understand that as we deal with these particular things, there are things about us that we need transformed in order to become who God has called us to be. So when we talk about the personality qualifications, understand that there's something has to change about you. Because if you would rather pick a fight than solve a problem, you should not be considering spiritual leadership, and specifically spiritual leadership in the church. Why? Because the Christian leader must be gentle and not a lover of controversy. Because understand, the gospel was built and based on love. And this is what we should be reproducing in those that we lead. Okay? So the spiritual leader must be actively considerate, not merely passive, and certainly not withdrawn. Always seeking a peaceful solution and able to diffuse an explosive situation. The leader must also show hospitality. So understand that there is an accountability that goes with being a leader. You cannot want it just for spotlight. You cannot want it just to be seen. But you must understand that you are held to a certain level and that there should be a product that's coming out of you. So we have the personality qualification. And now we want to look at the domestic qualification. Okay, what does that say to us? The Christian leader who is married must demonstrate an ability to manage his own family well and see that his or her children obey him or her with proper respect. Okay, so now we see that there is accountability, that you are being called to a greater level of leadership. Okay, you don't just pop up and just overnight become a leader that God trusts you at a certain level of leadership. There is always this testing period. We were teaching last semester in our seminary, we were teaching the test that leaders go through. And one of those things is that God tests you on a certain level. He tests your patience. He tests you to see if you're able to handle something on one level, to see if you can go to the next level. So here in this particular scripture, Paul urges that the spiritual leader have a well-ordered home where mutual respect and there is a supportive harmony. Those things are keynote in their home first before there could be an expectation on the outside. And Paul says failure to keep home in order has kept many, many ministers and missionaries and evangelists from their full potential. Because if you can't handle something on a lower level, you absolutely positively are not going to be able to handle it on a greater level. Amen? So we looked at the personality qualification. We're looking at the domestic qualification. And now we want to look at one of those that I feel is so important, maturity qualification. Because we are living in a time where so many people want to take on titles and take on responsibilities, but they have not gone through the process in order to be able to lead at that level. So when it comes to maturity, the qualification of maturity for that spiritual leader, you must understand that spiritual maturity is an indispensable position or trait of good leadership. A novice or a new convert should not be pushed into leadership. They've got to be purged of some things. They have to go through the fire of some things before a responsibility is released to them in order to be able to lead on a certain level. Okay? They need to go through the process. They need to be disciplined. There are certain things that they need to be told no about so that they can grow in specific areas of a life. So understand, a plant needs time to take root and come to maturity. And so it is when we grow spiritually, and especially when we're growing as a spiritual leader. And the process cannot be hurried. The seed must take root downward before it can bear fruit upward. Did you hear what I said? That's tweetable, that's Instagrammable, that is Facebookable. A seed must take root downward before it can bear fruit upward. You must understand that there has to be some things that have to be deposited in us before we can become who God has called us to become. This is why you can never discount the trial. Never discount the opposition that come against you. Never discount the stormy days, because God has a plan for everything that you go through. Paul here now warns that the person not ready for leadership and thrust into the role may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. And that's in 1 Timothy, the verse we read earlier, chapter 3, verse 6. So here's what Paul says about that new convert. He says a new convert does not yet possess the spiritual stability essential for leading people wisely. It is unwise to give a key position to to new converts, because they have not arrived at a place to be able to make wise decisions in certain situations. I pray that this segment has been a blessing to you. We always, always get to a place where it's getting good, but we have run out of time. So please, please tune into our next segment, and we're going to go to the next level in this particular teaching, and we're going to go to the next level so that you can become that strong, that effective leader that God has destined you to be before the foundation of the world. God bless you, and we will see you in the next segment.
Leadership Corner today. Make sure that you take these nuggets. Amen. Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Don't forget, you want to hear more about Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and what he's doing? Follow him at KingdomLifeTemple.org. Purchase his book, The Process for the Product. Amen. It's an awesome read. It will bless your life. The Process for the Product, by Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. You go to KingdomLifeTemple.org. You could definitely shop in the bookstore. And guess what? Get a copy. The holidays are coming up. Get a book. Get a book for someone. Amen. It has been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be here with you each and every Saturday. I pray that all is well on your end, that you took the information that was necessary for you to step out. And guess what? Allow your vision to become a reality. I pray that you will share this episode with a loved one. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club. And until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.